Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Shelly, would you be able to do notes?
Yeah, I could do it, which is great because I can't do it on Wednesday because I'll be out.
Okay. All right. So you and Kevin can just switch then. All right. Looks like we have a reasonable number of us. Liaisons. Maccabee has got his notes on a whole separate page. Oh,
Wait,
it's a notebook.
that was
Oh,
last
okay.
time. Yeah,
Oh, that was
sorry.
last time. Okay. Oh, sorry. Right. So you've already talked about this. There was no meeting this week.
Correct.
Okay. Is there anything you want to say?
No, you freaked me out. I'm like, crap, did I write a whole page of notes and then blank out about it? I was having a moment there. All good.
Christy, anything from PC you want to talk about?
There was a so Jeremy Nelson actually presented a proposal to initiate a new AI SIG, since AI is being used in a variety of ways across the project and it's not really being documented or shared or discussed openly. So this SIG will be a forum for that. So it was endorsed. And Jeremy Nelson at Stanford and one of his colleagues there are going to be the co-chairs initially for that SIG. We've continued the discussion about the development, how development like moves through SIGs and the councils. And one tangible suggestion that has come out of all of our conversations is to create a very explicit link between the PCE, which is the JIRA for the PC endorsement process, and that is functionality based. And the TCRs so that any module that is being presented, any new module that is being presented for review to the TC will have embedded in it a link to the PCE, which discusses the functionality and lists the proposed modules that are associated with the functionality. That may change as development happens. The whoever's doing the evaluation just knows which functionality it's associated with, where it is in the endorsement process, or whether or not it has been endorsed. So Jeremy and Caitlin should be reaching out to Jen and Alameda to talk about implementing that in JIRA.
Great, that sounds useful. All right, RMS did not meet today. That was canceled. Anything from security? I'm not sh Probably not, I
Yeah, it looks
guess.
like Julian's not here. I don't think there's anything to report from the security team.
Okay. Anything from Eureka?
No, not since last week.
Okay. Anything from AWS? Oh, wait, it's not here. Okay. All right. Did anybody have any questions about any of the updates? Okay. Upcoming meetings today is regular. It looked like maybe the agenda didn't get finished for last Wednesday for the existing modules. So does that mean we should do that again this Wednesday?
Yes, let's continue.
Okay, great. That's easy enough. TCRs. Lorian, what this says it's under TC review. Does that mean it's ready for approval?
No, this
Or
is for existing module evaluation.
oh, this is
So,
existing. Sorry,
yeah.
sorry, sorry. And this, but this one is new.
Yeah, that's good.
Some issue with the did this get worked out or how is this going?
Yeah, so that's supposed to be under evaluation. So,
Sorry, I
Okay.
didn't quite get that.
The what did you say, Alameda?
And I said it's under evaluation.
Right,
It's still
sure,
being evaluated.
but the specific thing that's mentioned in the agenda for today is the problem with the there's so there's an automatic evaluation tool which Shelley has been trying to use, and I think that's been a little bit helpful in a few places, but it's just thrown up more confusion regarding the license compliance checking. And I think that's the thing that we were hoping would be resolved or at least discussed now.
The TC module evaluation, the issue, it was thrown an error before, and that has been resolved. I've not seen any feedback from Shelley, but I did send a note. So, and the last time I ran it, I believe everything was fine.
You ran it for UI inventory import specifically.
Yes.
Okay, that's very encouraging. Shelley, it would be useful to know how you're progressing with the other elements of that assessment because we are very aware of the time pressure.
Well, the sorry, I sound like I was sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's off my hands now, I think. I made the pull request out of draft, and so I would say it's ready for TC evaluation. Yeah.
Okay, so I stupidly then I have missed the changes that you've made in that pull request, and I should have read those before this meeting. Are you able to summarize what, if anything, you considered the remaining outstanding issues?
I think it's that there's not enough test coverage, and there was something else, stuff about like identified in Sonar Cube.
Sorry, what did you say?
The stuff that's identified in Sonar Cube. So like sorry, Jen, if you'd maybe view the file. That might be the easiest to see what's checked off and not checked off. So whatever's not checked off on this list is not checked off. There, unit tests and Sonar Cube. I don't know. At this point, I up for the rest of the people on the council to chime in, I guess, about this 100 major type severity issues identified. I don't
Oh,
really have,
okay.
I don't know what Sonar Cube, how do I don't know how to evaluate like what Sonar Cube data gives me. So
Yeah.
yeah, I just
So, of those two things, then the unit tests, I'm just able to report we're up to 63%, so that's underway, and we should get that done reasonably soon. The Sonar Cube issues I have been through and satisfied myself that they're okay, but would it be helpful if I prepare a short document for the TC, explaining why those issues are there and what they mean?
Sounds
That
like a good
sounds,
plan.
yeah.
And
Excellent.
Shelley, could you maybe update the test coverage to be the current one?
Right, yes, it does say 2.1%
Yeah,
still.
that's a long time ago, at least several weeks.
I could update that. Yep.
That's good.
So it sounds like maybe we should wait until next week to do the endorsement. That still keeps us in the timeline.
I fear that, because then if anything comes up next week, it leaves us extremely short of time. So Can we try between now and then to get it to the point where the endorsement next week is just a rubber stamping of what's already been assessed?
Maccabee?
Just with reference to the previous discussion about the test coverage and which version of the code is being used, my recollection is Shelley was very ahead of the curve on this, which is great, and looking as soon as it was submitted, even though there was some misunderstanding about status or something like that. But the usual method is that there's a reference in the Jira to which branch or which commit should be evaluated. So that the TC member is not constantly like looking at the head and the head changed the next day and so forth and so forth. So it's perfectly fine for there to be a new release and to ask Shelley to review the test coverage there, but it's not like a constant monitoring thing. Please, make some explicit changes to the Jira.
I
And there should
see.
be a field for that.
I was not aware. I was just going off of the master branch for all of that. And I mean, honestly, this is just like click on the link and look at the test coverage in Sonar Cube.
Yeah,
And I
up
looked
till
at
now.
overall code, not new code submitted. So, anyways, I don't know. Sure.
Yeah, up till now, that's been the pragmatically best way to do it as the coverage is growing. But once we hit 80%, we'll anoint a particular commit that you can check.
Yeah, my point about a particular branch isn't to be pedantic. It's just so that Shelly's not constantly doing a git pull to see if anything changed.
Yeah, completely understand. That's a solid point.
So we are super keen on having it this rubber stamp ready. Is that so is that what we agreed here that we will do the update of the unit test? We will Mike is to explain the Sonar Cube results a little bit, and then we should be there.
We can take some time on Wednesday to do the follow-up for this.
Okay. I know that's you have your regular meetings on Mondays, and on Wednesday you have more themed, but sounds good. Okay.
That's excellent. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Shelley, for you moved that forward further than I'd realized, and I missed that. So that's on me.
Maccabee?
Yeah, and it sounds like that you guys are going to be writing up the explanation for the severity issues before that meeting so that we have it to talk about.
Yeah,
Just to be
definitely.
okay, yeah, just to be totally clear. I don't think we've ever approved a module with anything near that level of issues, but I trust the point that there's a good reason and it's, false positives, that sort of thing. So, I wouldn't describe it as a rubber stamp. We obviously have to evaluate whatever that explanation is, but if
Oh,
that's
gosh, of
not the
course.
case, yeah.
No, all I meant was that we get to the point in doing that evaluation, that by this meeting next week, it's at the
Right.
status then that it's a rubber stamp.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll drop off there unless anybody has anything else for me.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
thanks. Yeah.
Okay. So next up is Alexei to talk about mod configuration.
Yeah, hello everyone. Okay, let me share the screen. Give me a second, please. Oops, not this, sorry. All right. This one. Okay, I hope you can see my screen. All right. So guys, just few things, yeah, that I just want to mention with you. Again, I know that this topic related to mod configuration decommission is quite essential. Yeah, so and we were discussing it a few times in the past. And as you can see right now, yeah, we've done like plenty of work. Yeah, so we've got only just small number of tickets left in within different teams. At the same time, yeah, so I a little bit concerned, yeah, that we've added some changes at last minute, yeah, so before Trillium release, and they can be just not fully ready yet, yeah, so Kitfox team, for example, just added the ticket related to some additional endpoint adjustments for mod settings only into the sprint 238. Yeah, so and I will, in my humble opinion, we will have two less time to stabilize this work. Yeah, so and I can see that it's highly risky, right? So that something can go wrong. Yeah, and I expect that like we should have maybe additional tickets that will be part of hardening of this process, right? So first, yeah, because we did changes related to second, please. Second. Yeah, so we did changes related to new endpoints, right? So base URL endpoint related to follow host value. Yeah, so only just recently, yeah, in the last sprint, and take into account that we are still able to identify additional maybe additional edge cases related to this like process. I guess would be great to keep this migration like still active in Umbrella Leaf, right? So because we can have like two options available for our hosting providers for our SysOps within like Trillium, right? So it can be partly migrated, yeah, because we introduce such things, yeah, so within our modules. At the same time, yeah, so we still can have some additional complaints, yeah, so related to usage and readiness of this approach, yeah, so and I strongly recommend to like carry over this work into Umbrella Leaf, yeah, to make sure that we can fine-tune all the stuff within Umbrella Leaf, right? So and once Umbrella Leaf be ready, just to present for our all our SysOps viable solution. Yeah, so because in my humble opinion, right, so things that we were identified like last time, in my it's too late in the game. Yeah, so and I guess we need to be more pragmatic here. If something was identified late, yeah, so it's better to like mitigate this risk, right? So and maybe postpone such upgrades. Yeah, so yeah, that's my take. Yeah, so I hope you will support my findings. Please let me know if you have any questions.
To rephrase, you are asking to push back the decommission of mod configuration to Umbrella Leaf, is that correct?
Correct, yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it from my side.
Great. Thank you. Okay, existing module, we already decided to bring that to Wednesday to finish up. For the survey questions.
Yeah, that would be another maybe next Monday or Wednesday.
Okay. All right. And then OST, it looks like we're up to Umbrella Leaf. But we don't know what's happening with that yet. And that meeting was canceled today, so we don't have an update yet. Okay, that looks like the end of the agenda. Is there anything we missed, especially since I was not here last week? Todd?
Just a kind of procedural question. Unfortunately, Alexei's already left. So he makes the recommendation to postpone the decommissioning, which makes all the sense in the world. I'm just wondering, is there a need for the folio for the technical council to agree? I mean, and that's an I don't know if there is, but since he was presenting a recommendation, like, is there an action for the TC to take? Then I guess the sort of follow-on comment, so we've been planning for decommissioning mod configuration for a long time, and it's an in, I mean, it's just interesting to see how much work it really does take to make sure that everything, like especially for that kind of fairly low level infrastructure, just what all is involved in untangling something like that. I think it's, pretty interesting. That's all I had.
Alameda.
Sort of related to Todd's comment, I think there is a decision record that should be updated to reflect the current status regarding TC agreeing. I think there were no objections, it seems. And I don't know if we should do anything procedural since there were no objections or pushback to the idea. But on the process side, we should have a documentation updated to reflect Umbrella Leaf. And if anyone on the call objects to that change, please speak up and let us know.
So my
Todd?
comment is not objection, but it's more that will this cause more work for the development team? Because you can see they have done almost 90% of the work now for Trillium. So will they now, in order to, now we are to postpone it, and then, even if it's just 60% more work to be done for the, but then we have wasted. We have wasted the development team's time a bit. And again, I know that this might be reality, but we have to be careful about decisions like this, where we are pushing the teams to do the work, and then just a few weeks before feature freeze, we turn around and have another suggestion.
Alameda?
To my knowledge, the teams have been porting over requests from mod configuration to mod settings. So a lot of that dev work is still valuable because it just carries over. But with this kind of work, if all of it is not done in a safe manner, that can carry risks. So in terms of the urgency, maybe if we knew the target date is Umbrella Leaf, maybe some work could have been sequenced differently. But I think it's the re reality of the current situation that it seems the best bet is to move the date so that we can get all our ducks in a row.
Yeah, I definitely remember when this came up being like, should TC be putting dates in here? Which still seems like a legitimate question. I mean, like, we can set goals, but Do we really have the ability to determine the release, or is that up to the teams and to the release folks? I don't know. I mean, that seems like the main issue here. Like, we put in a date and now we've had to change it at least twice. I don't know.
I think,
Agree.
go ahead.
Sorry.
Somebody else raised their hand.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think it has to be a conversation, obviously, with release stakeholders, which it obviously has been, given what just happened today. I don't see any problem with having put a date in here. I also don't see any problem with changing the date. I think it is under the responsibilities of the PC to resolve disputes, and this is a dispute in and of a sense. But I agree with the reasons for making the change, and I don't think it's wasting any effort by anyone. And maybe I'm misunderstanding Charlotte's point before, but it seems like all the work that has been done already in that migration is still valuable. And it's just we're extending the runway a little bit for the modules where it presents a problem right now. But it seems reasonable to me.
Alameda.
I was just going to say that yeah, I don't think setting a date is the wrong move. It's a good line in the sand to cause conversation and ensure that everybody is moving in unison. So I support leaving a date, and you know the conversation to change the date is what's very valuable to me. So yeah, that's what I had to say.
I guess the only thing I would add to that is that if it's meant to be a conversation, then everybody in the conversation needs to have equal power to influence the change. And so I guess I'm a little bit wondering, you know, in this case, it's EBSCO teams that or EPAM teams that maybe aren't ready. If it was someone else's team, would they be getting pressured or would they be getting extra time? That's my concern, I guess. It's just that the conversation be equal among all the teams if things like this are going to happen. So that the smaller teams don't feel like they are always required to meet the deadline, but the EBSCO teams have the option of not meeting the deadline. That's my concern, but bluntly. Okay. So should we just update this decision record? Is that our only next step?
Yes, I
Okay.
believe so.
So this would change to after the umbrella leaf release.
I think you should add more words to, like, you know, update in bold or something. And I can work with you offline to
Okay, let's do
Get
that.
it
Let's do that
updated.
then instead of trying to do it now. Okay, that sounds good. Because there's a couple, and I don't know, like down here it already says umbrella leaf. Should that actually go out to Vex or whatever the next one is? I don't know. Maybe since Umbrella Leaf is so far out, it'll all re still really be done by Umbrella Leaf. Okay. Anything else for today? Whoops. Okay. Have a good week. And we'll see you Wednesday for existing modules.
Thank you.
You.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.